Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should say up front, I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know, probably like four times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
One more time.
Welcome back into Greg and Hooks. Happy Victory Monday once again. As we are continuing to talk about the Nebraska Cornhuskers defeating the Hoo Jays Saturday night to get a program win, not a big win as you look out throughout the Big Ten season, but a program win for Coach Miles, his team, the state. Everybody tweet out turning the state red. So, hey, Willie J has a here to. Oh man, my headset went. I'm good now. Sorry, my headset went. That was weird. Here's what we're gonna do. We'll play a little game, salty or not, and tell us why. Willie J is going to play the post-game comment by Cheater Greg.
Cheater Greg.
Which, by the way, thank you, students. Thank you, fans, for the hazing last night with the check they had, everything.
Oh, and all the fake $100 bills that my son had to collect as we're walking out.
Fake $100 bills. The $15,000 that were going, Greg's a cheater, was, by the way, no better environment right now in the Big Ten of college basketball than PBA 17 straight. A lot to do with those fans out there and those students. Congratulations. But Coach Ugg, we're going to call him Greg Cheater, whatever, had a little comment. So what we're going to play that quote. We're going to take five callers. Whatever caller that we deem has the best comment on this quote, salty or not, and why, you're going to win movie tickets. And if there's more than one, we'll give away more movie tickets.
Yeah.
I want to get your thoughts on this comment.
Roast this man.
Roast this man.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Yeah, we had no answer for him defensively. They won the 50-50 plays today. But they played like a veteran team that was desperate for a win. And they were really good today.
Wow.
Desperate for a win, huh?
Very desperate.
Really, Greg?
Desperate.
Desperate for a win?
Desperate for a win. Salty or not? So we'll start taking calls. 402-466-ESPN. 402-466-3776. Let us know, why is Coach McDermott so salty? Why are we desperate?
Well, I think it's the whole fan base, too. I mean, you wonder why the whole message boards all week were just, you know, pitchforks and you know, torches and stuff like that.
Desperate.
There's a line drawn. And I think he's just fueling to the fire.
It's desperate. Desperate for a win. Desperate Coach Miles.
That's a dig.
Desperate.
It was a dig while he was kind of giving a backhanded comment, in my
desperate,
opinion.
Salty, getting a technical foul, a double technical when he was upset. That's desperate.
And that technical foul, that was pretty early in the game.
It was real early.
I think I missed it.
We've heard some whispers. Here's some whispers about why that happened.
But
and to me, those whispers told me that he was desperate.
Bill, am I?
Yeah, and by the way, Jake, thank you. That's a great tweet. Yo, Greg, you got to pay your players. Talk about desperation. That's desperation. We got Matt. Matt, salty or not and why?
What up, Hooksy?
What's up?
Hey, McDermott's talking about Nebraska basketball being desperate because Gregsy's mommy's desperate.
Roast this cat. He's dead. We just got a great one. Like, right? He pays his players. Talk about desperation.
Has that been proven?
There. I don't know. Matt Goodwin. His mommy. Of course it's not proven yet, but it's happened.
It will be.
It will be. That's desperate. Again, getting a technical foul, yelling at our coach because he's upset.
He's twice Tim's size, too. I think that's bullying, isn't it?
And then the little salty handshake afterwards.
Ah, they'll be friends on the golf course this summer.
Salty.
It's all part of the show, isn't it?
I guess. Salty. Desperation. You're desperate.
I think Greg is probably still ultra competitive too. I don't think he wants Tim to win one from him at all.
No, I think he wanted to keep it going. Undefeated record.
But I think that
Jeremy,
he knew if it was going to happen, it'd be this year.
We're going to go to Jeremy. Jeremy, salty or not, and why?
Oh, he's salty because he tried to pay $100,000 and couldn't get his guy, and then came and got his tails kicked by the University of Nebraska. I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
That should be it, right? Like, desperation. What was desperate about that? We won.
Yeah, there's nothing desperate about it. They just got their tails kicked.
Yeah, just take the beating and leave, right? Leave town.
Right. Yeah, and then you don't have to be salty about it. It's like, whatever. Got beat.
That's it. Moving on. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Super salty.
You know what I love the most is during that whole clip, you know, realize how he says today. He's like, they won the 50-50 balls today.
Yeah, well, today.
They got us today. They look like a good team today. You can just tell that he's just so butthurt that he finally lost to the Huskers.
He wants to talk about the cumulative record more than what happened today. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, most of the Heat.
That's a bad look, too, by the way.
Most of the heat I took all week, Willie, mm-hmm. was people asking me, well, why can't I just like both teams?
You can't.
Well, you can't. No, you can. You can. But I think that constitutes as maybe you just being a basketball fan. Because I think if you're a Husker fan or a Creighton fan, you don't like both. You're not required to like both simply because an institution lies within the same borders as you. Bill, I don't mean to beat this dead horse, but you always come up with the Blue Devils and Tar Heels don't root for each other.
Never.
Seminoles and Hurricanes don't root for each other because they share a state.
They don't.
That's just how it is.
It doesn't happen.
I took a lot of heat this week. I really did.
How many Cubs and White Sox fans are mixed together?
Not a lot. Man, you're either South Side or North Side.
That's it, right? I've never once in my life. There was people coming at me about liking two teams. I was born and raised in North Carolina. I've talked about this a lot. I'm a Tar Heel fan through and through. There's no doubt. But I've never rooted for Duke. I'm not a conference guy either. Like, people are like, why can't you root for the... No!
I will in volleyball. You know, I mean, it looks good for them, but that's about it.
The Huskers don't win.
Well, if the Huskers don't,
they don't win. They don't win, they don't win. That's it.
I said I might.
Tar Heels don't win, Tar Heels don't win. That's it for me. If my Braves don't win, my Braves don't win. Don't care about anybody else.
Football, it's a little different, too.
Huskers don't win, Huskers don't win. That's it. Huskers, Tar Heels, Braves. Done.
But you surely, I mean, if anything, you might root against Duke if they're
absolutely
in the
any chance I get.
Right. But see, I took a lot of heat. It's like, no, you should wear both. And you talked about how you had a gentleman sitting next to you that had on a Husker coat and a Blue Jay hat. That is not okay. The only time it would ever be okay is if you had a son playing on each team. And as far as I know, there were no brothers playing against each other Saturday in that game.
It's a good thing I'm a super nice guy. Don't like to talk a lot of chatter because I got in my seats. And it was the funny part. So I get in the seats. We have our four seats. We're sitting there, and I look over, and there's two, I could tell, older than me.
That old, huh?
That old. Almost your age.
that is old.
And they were both wearing red shirts and Creighton hats. The buddy I was with, thank gosh he's a great buddy, Murray was with me, and he goes, don't do it. And he already saw me look. I was on my way. I didn't get it. I don't get it. Red shirt. Red Husker shirt. Creighton hat. They left early, by the way.
I'm sure, yeah, a lot of them did. We had a couple seats next to us that were empty just till about 30 seconds before tip-off. And, you know, I took my little 10-year-old son, and he doesn't say a lot. He's pretty shy in basketball, real cute kid. And folks came in and sat down, and they were pleasant and exchanging some pleasantries with my son. And my son goes, boy, I was really worried that two people with blue were going to come sit next to us. So thank you. So it was kind of funny that Xavier was worried that some Creighton fans were going to sit next to him. So, but
a little worried.
The thing, and if you guys were at the game, you know that sandstorm that they play, that song that really gets everybody up and going. I think they played that at maybe like the 8 minute media timeout during the second half. Everybody in that place is standing up and clapping. Yep. And it was funny. My son started looking around the arena, and every single one every single one that he spotted out in a blue shirt was standing there with their arms crossed.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Salty.
That is salty.
Again, big win for Nebraska, program win that was much needed for not only us as fans, the students. Tim Miles gets off that donut, right? Mm-hmm. Again, we get that done, big win. Now you have to get your focus changed because you have a chance. You're at 8-2. You have a real chance to click the new year at 10-2, 11-2.
Yeah, that was
three winnable games in front of us, 11-2, momentum going into Big Ten play, which is the big season.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get... This is one that we can gloat about, have a good time with. But today, I promise you, if Tim's got anything going on today, they are focused on Oklahoma State.
I agree.
You got to continue this momentum because you need to be rolling 11-2.
And you need a win. You need a win against a Big 12 school.
You open up with two big, tough road games at Maryland, at Iowa, for Big Ten play. That's the focus. You folks, Oklahoma State, you get the other two that you should win. There's three winnable games. We're going to be favored in the next three. Big Ten play. That should be focused. All right, after the break, Willie J, what's trending at 10?
You guys are great. I appreciate it.